We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30. Wichita police have arrested a father and son who allegedly rammed a pickup truck into a Wichita bingo hall and stole an ATM machine. Officer Charlie Davidson said two of three suspects were arrested Wednesday. Officers responding to the bingo casino in South Wichita early Monday found the front doors shattered and the ATM gone. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz has released a report detailing his review of the FBI and Department of Justice's Hillary Clinton investigation during the 2016 election. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the FBI will hold accountable all who broke the rules.
We're going to adhere to the appropriate disciplinary process. And once that process is complete, we won't hesitate to hold people accountable for their actions.
The report showed no bias toward the Clinton email investigation, but did find the FBI did not follow normal procedures during its probe. The Clinton investigation started after allegations that she mishandled classified data by using a private email server while she was Secretary of State. Kentucky files suit against Walgreens for allegedly contributing to the state's opioid crisis.
Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear accuses Walgreens of failing to legally monitor its role as a drug distributor, overseeing what he calls a high rate of suspicious opioid shipments that he says flooded Kentucky, helping fuel the deadly crisis.
Nearly 80% of people using heroin began their addiction by using prescription pills. That means the true source driving addiction isn't on our streets, it's in our medicine cabinets.
This is the sixth opioid-related lawsuit filed by Kentucky. Walgreens has yet to comment on the suit. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Police in Hutchinson are looking for thieves who broke into the YMCA's storage shed and stole sports equipment, a lot of it. KSNU spoke with Darren Regeer, sports director at YMCA, who says the thieves took dozens of new shoulder pads, footballs, a generator, lights, and first aid kits.
We will go on, no matter what. We will go on. The kids are an important part of this program.
The Hutch YMCA still has old shoulder pads that are safe for players to use. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to call Hutchinson Police. Some students at the Massachusetts High School will not be able to get yearbooks for now, because a student used a quote attributed to a Nazi politician.
Andover High School in Massachusetts pulling its yearbook. The student said to have, without knowing its source, used the quote which reads, "Make the lie big, make it simple, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it." Rabbi Robert Goldstein saying context is important.
Understanding that this student was not doing something to deliberately hurt anybody.
The school resumes selling yearbooks once the quote is replaced. Those who've already got them can either get custom printed stickers or have the page replaced by the publisher. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This summer like weather pattern is going to continue for a little while longer. In fact, temperatures soaring well above average again this afternoon. 98 for the high with a gusty south wind 15 to 35 miles per hour. Will be clear and breezy tonight. Our low 75. The high pressure area starts to weaken just a bit tomorrow. Saturday's high 95. Mid 90s again on Father's Day. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 76 degrees, and we have a south wind at 14 miles per hour, 74 degrees, 734 now, with Steve and Ted in the morning. Today is Friday, June 15th, 2018. On this date in 1775, the Second Continental Congress voted unanimously to appoint George Washington head of the Continental Army.
Well, I'd say that was a pretty good decision.
You know, you think of this, the father of our country, this guy had to be a natural leader. I mean, from what I read and know about him, he's pretty aloof, kind of standoffish. He apparently had a way about him that was regal, almost like a king, and he felt like he should have it.
And
that's what I've read anyway. And
talk about the right man at the right time.
Yeah, and people, you know, he had a tough time with that, getting the funding to fight the British for the
with the Continental Army. And, you know, 1775. By the way, quick note here. We're talking about the Revolutionary War in that period of time. Ted Woodward starring in 1776, coming up here in a couple of weeks. A musical about this same time
period.
Yes,
and I'm portraying John Adams,
the second president. John Adams, the second president, and his son, John Quincy, was what, sixth president?
Yes.
So we had that combination.
Mm-hmm.
But John, as I understand, was kind of small and a little abrasive. Is that the way they play the character?
Yes.
A little abrasive?
The words they use are obnoxious and disliked.
Yeah, apparently he had a lot of charm.
He tended to rub some people the wrong way, but he was getting things done.
It was, Jefferson or somebody that he didn't get along with. Anyway, that musical is pretty. It's in some ways pretty accurate, isn't it?
It's pretty fascinating, the process they went through to get that declaration written and passed.
I've never seen it. I remember, in fact, like several years ago, Hooter Meyer, who I did radio with,
Hooter
was in the cast.
Has done that show before.
Yeah. So what?
Somebody in the cast just asked me, is Steve going to come see the show? I said, well, we can get him out there on July 3rd.
July 3rd.
Because you won't have to work the next morning.
But, hey, and where's it going to be, Ted?
Wichita Center for the Performing Arts, just right there a little bit west of Central and Webb.
Do I have to bring a date?
That's up to you.
No, but I better get a ticket to that. Yeah, I'd love to see it. In fact, maybe I can get some tickets for my grandkids, too, or something like that.
Yeah, July 1, 2, 3 will be the performances. The first 3 days leading up to July 4th.
You know what? Yeah. I'm going to do that. I think saying not only to support you and the cast, but I'm really curious. I've never seen the whole,
I think you'd
the
enjoy
whole
it.
Musical. Because
yep.
I know something about some of those characters in real life and what they were like. Do you have somebody playing Ben Franklin in that thing?
Yeah, J.R. Hurst is wonderful Benjamin Franklin.
I bet you that's a fun character.
He really embodies his character.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's coming up.
It's good stuff, and it's so timely leading up to July 4th.
Yeah, right around the time when people can learn a little bit about history and have some fun, too.
And have a good time.
Talking about history and, you know, the giants in history, like George Washington, Ben Franklin, John Adams, just the giants. There's another giant who's having a birthday today, and that's Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell.
Well, there's another patriot
I'll tell you what, you talk about a guy who's a super patriot. Yeah, Mayor Longwell having a birthday. You can hear him.
I'm sure the
Monday mornings right here with Steve and Ted.
The birthday cake and the punch bowl will be overflowing at City Hall today. I'm sure they're having
They'll probably be up there in City Manager Bob Layton's.
Everybody's probably going to be wearing party hats.
That Bob Layton's, the City Manager's office up there on the 14th floor.
Up in the penthouse.
Actually, it's the entire floor. He's knocked down a few walls, and I think he's got a tennis court in there as well. But it's kind of palatial up there. You've been up there, haven't you?
Well, only limited access.
Oh yeah, they don't let us pass that woman out front with the keep us at bay. Anyway, happy birthday to Mayor Longwell and
happy birthday to his honor, the mayor.
He's working hard to become a legend in this town, right? Let's do another happy birthday, Teresa Vesey, for crying out loud. What a nice person.
My dear friends.
She's a good friend. She listens to Steve and Ted, which right there, she's got me. I'm hooked. Okay. She works for the Wichita Art Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And she's worked professionally in marketing and so forth for years and years and years. But she's just a delightful person, don't you think?
She's one of my gridiron friends from years back. And we appreciate her being a listener.
Yeah. And happy birthday to Teresa and Mayor Longwell.
Yeah. That's a couple of powerhouse birthdays right there.
Powerhouse. Let's just segue right into rats, okay? Minor league baseball team in New York is committed to rebrand itself as the Staten Island Pizza Rats, at least for five home games.
Yeah, only for a few days. Yeah.
The Staten Island Yankees are honoring a 2016 fan vote to change their name and will be selling merchandise promoting the new one. Pizza Rats emerged as the winner in the Name the Team contest as fans voted overwhelmingly for a famous pizza-carrying subway rodent seen in a viral video.
This is what happens when you let fans vote online for things. You get a boat named Boaty McBoatface, and you get a minor league baseball team named the Pizza Rats.
This whole thing with 1776 and democracy and voting, anything can happen when you let people vote. Okay?
Right. You see why the founding fathers thought up the Electoral College?
To confuse everybody. Yeah.
To make sure that we don't get President Pizza Rat. That's what.
New York Yankees feeder team will become the Pizza Rats for every Saturday home game this summer, donning special kits for the occasion. Mm. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe they'll get some Velcro and they're going to put pieces of pizza on their uniform, something like that. I don't know. But
kit's just another word for uniform.
Uniform, yeah. Okay. I did, we talked about this earlier, and I thought, I've never seen that video. So I did. It's not hard to find those things. I racked it up here on the computer. That is pretty funny.
I've seen it 100 times, and it always makes me chuckle. Little guy dragging that huge slice of pizza down those steps.
Yeah. And it looks like it's just, you know, there's no pepperoni on that pizza. Nothing like that. It's just
he got his hands on a slice, and he's, you know, I don't know where he's taking it. He's taking it down the subway. Stairs. He's taking it to his little lair, wherever that is.
He's taking it to his little rat nest someplace. And that's become a viral, and so there's people on Staten Island, and we'll name the team after them. Now, we've got our wing nuts now, and someday we think we're going to have another team here in Wichita. Then we're going to have to maybe have that name the team contest here, and I don't know that it's going to be a good idea. What do you think, Ted? Maybe not.
We've used a lot of names so far over the years.
Yeah, we have.
Bring back the jobbers. I always loved that.
Wonder what would
back from 100 years ago.
What would jobbers be? What would that be? What would a jobber be?
It's us. We're working class town.
Oh, jobber. You mean like a working person? Okay. All right. Somehow there's not a lot of glamour in that, though.
You don't
know?
No, it's not a glamorous name. Nobody will jump on that. Like
if you have the new stadium and you're down there doing the PA someday,
names, the jobbers,
you say, "Welcome our Wichita jobbers."
Yeah,
doesn't ring.
No, it really doesn't.
Or how about, "Welcome our Wichita employees."
We were the Izzy's.
The Izzy's.
We were the Witches.
Bombers is good. Boeing Bombers. That was the NBC tournament.
I don't think the Wichita Bombers would be a good.
The Bombers.
Okay. No, it's got too many negatives.
Jets is too easy.
Jets.
Okay.
Well, it's something to think about.
Yeah, we've got a time. I think.
But first things first, you need a stadium and a team first before we can think about things like that.
We are so far ahead on this. We need to just slow down a little bit. All right.
No, we don't. We need to speed it up.
Do we?
Let's get the team in here. Let's get a stadium built.
That's a good
idea.
This
thing is ground to a halt.
Yeah, and it would really please Mayor Longwell if at the same time they put in a swimming pool right there, you know? And all his problems would be solved.
That's right.
Hey, happy birthday to Mayor Longwell. Seriously, this guy is he lives and breathes Wichita.
Yep,
there's
he does.
No
he's working
doubt
hard
about it. And he just does it. He does a good job. He's a hardworking guy, and we salute Mayor Longwell. Happy birthday to you, Mayor, and also Teresa Vesey, who is one of our favorites. She listens to Steve and Ted. What could be better than that?
She's among the throngs of millions that listen to Steve
millions.
And Ted.
7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy coming up here.
Prove me wrong.
Going to talk about questions about a possible new medical school for Wichita. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.